Hello, welcome to Duck Bites, a podcast for kids and my kids. This is our 8th episode. Thank you so much for joining us today. We wanted to begin the 8th episode by talking about what's been happening at North Carolina Public School.
The Halloween Dance. Last week, we did one of the biggest Halloween traditions at our school, so I'm going to tell you about it. The Halloween Dance is a dance after school on Friday. This year, it was Friday, October 24th.
Everybody wears their Halloween costume in there with music.
Earlier in the week, we had pumpkins for each class, and we all decorated them. Our two classes did a owl pumpkin and a 6-7 pumpkins.
At the start of the week, we also did something related to it. There was an assignment where you can put your song request in the playlist. After all that, it was Friday and time for the dance.
The Sodu dance was probably my favorite because we met up with some of our friends and we could see each other's costumes. Some of the costumes were inflatable dinosaurs, people riding animals, vampires, 6-7, and hunters from K-pop Demon Hunters.
There were some amazing songs, too. There was a canteen where you could get chips and drinks. During the dance, you could buy raffle tickets to win a pumpkin. We decorated. At the end of the day, they revealed who won the pumpkins. After all that, it ended, but it was a great dance. That's all the time we have to tell you about the Halloween dance. Back to you, hosts.
Here is our interview we did with Ellen Adamson. She is a member of the Redo Osgood Historical Society.
Can you introduce yourself and tell our audience why you're here today?
All right, my name is Ellen Adamson, and I used to be a high school teacher in Ottawa. And I'm retired. I'm 85 years old, so I have a lot of life experience, and I've done a lot of interesting things in my life. I've lived in various places. I've lived in London, England. I've lived in the Cayman Islands. I've lived in Barbados, and I've been a volunteer. Quite a bit of my life. I've incorporated volunteerism into my what I like to do, and I find it really it just gives you another outlook on life, and I like it. When I was in Barbados, I volunteered at the Barbados Museum, and I gave school tours. When I was in the Cayman Islands, I volunteered as a reading teacher in the local jail. So there were a lot of people who didn't know how to read and didn't know how to do arithmetic. So that's what I did there. So after I retired, that's what I've been doing. When I came back to Canada, then I volunteered at this archives because there's something about it. It's been an energy here that people who are interested in history like to come here and be involved. And so I wrote a book about my husband's family who were displaced from Latvia. And so I had, when I came back from Barbados after living there, I had collected a lot of old letters that we found scattered all over the barn because we have a farm in the neighborhood. And these I organized and then used that as a basis for the origin of this Adamson's family here. Then I volunteered doing a lot of other things that you have to do a lot of paperwork here in an archives. you have to sort papers, you have to organize them. And I did a lot of that work and learned how to do that. Then recently, I wrote a biography of Rick St. John, and that was the first exhibit that you saw before. It was the one before this one. And then we have a little booklet that tells about his life, and I wrote that one as well. And so now, recently, I'm working on artists in the creative experience in North Gore and in the Rideau Township. And I'm trying to collect information about that and interview people like that. But right now I'm in between because I've just had recent cataract surgery and it's hard to see. But I'll get back to it.
Very cool.
Is there any other question you wanted?
Yes. What do you love about what you do?
Well, I love when you people come here and ask about things and show an interest. I really like the people that work here. They're people that live deeply into history and into what's going on around them. That's one of the things. And being a volunteer and giving something, you get a lot back when you give.
Very cool. What skills does a person need to be good at what you do?
Liking people. Liking to be generous with your time. Liking to have an interest in something. It doesn't matter what you volunteer as, but you volunteer at something. But here, the community comes here, and we know a lot about the community, so that's what I find interesting.
What brings you joy and gratitude today?
What brings me which?
Joy and gratitude today.
What brings me to show gratitude?
Joy and gratitude.
Okay. Well, joy. Well, the joy of seeing the smile in your face really is what it is. And the smile in your teacher's face is gorgeous. And the energy, actually, you bring in an energy. You don't realize it when you're young. You just have a sparkle. And that's what I like to see.
Now, here's a story about something interesting that's happening in the world.
We are going to tell you what we did at the archives. We walked all the way to the archives where we learned about soldiers.
The kind people that worked there let us go in the back where they had paper, lots and lots of paper.
But now the good part. We sat down and we learned all about specific soldiers.
The nice people that worked there copied papers about the soldier we are learning about. We've dived into books about them and got some information about them.
We found out if they came back, where they lived, and so much more. It was very interesting.
After our great discovery, we came back to school and told our team about them. We told them about how brave they were if they had siblings.
When we came back, we sat in a circle and shared all the information we learned about them.
One of the soldiers was a female, one of them died when they were 18, and one of the soldiers lived the rest of their life after the war.
This is Edward Craig. He grew up and was born in North Gore.
He was a doctor when he served in World War I when he was 24 years old as a member of the Canadian Army.
Medical Corps and served with the field ambulance unit.
Lived to come home and died May 23rd, 1951.
Now may he rest in peace. Let us all take a moment of silence.
This is Albert Edward Armstrong. He was born May 26, 1896.
He lived in North Gore, Ontario, and was a farmer.
He was an outstanding citizen of the community.
He served in World War I when he was 32 years old.
He was a member of the Princess Patricia Canadian Light Infantry.
He lived to come home.
He died January 9, 1946.
His wife, son, and daughter were very sad about it.
He had a friend who also went to war with him, named Gordon Shepherd, who unfortunately didn't come back from war.
May he rest in peace.
This is Donald Mather. He was born in 1916. He lived in North Gore.
He went to college in Kentville to learn how to be a farmer. There was a war and he had no choice but to go. When he went to war, he was a pilot.
He served in World War II when he was 20 years old. He failed to come back home. He was the first one that did not return to North Gore.
Well, he got killed in action in 1941 and his family missed him very much. May he rest in peace.
Hi, today we remember and I have brought these objects. Alone they may just look like a leaf, pine cone, or acorn. But when you really look, there are more. Think of it this way. A leaf falls from a tree, which can resemble a fallen soldier. And now a pine cone, a hard shell, which can resemble strength. And finally, an acorn. A strong shell, and it's a seed. It can resemble resilience or rebirth. Thank you for listening, and always remember.
I learned a lot there. Next up, The Trenches, first chapter. This is a story about World War, so if you don't want your kids to hear it, you can skip this part.
Today we are reading The Trenches by Jim Eldridge. We will start reading on the back of the book. Then we will read on page 10, but we will let you know when we start.
Mustard gas. A feeling of panic hit me, and I scrambled to get my respirator over my face before the killer gas got into my mouth and nose and burnt my lungs. It burned everything it touched, eyes, skin, and it always found a way in. Like now, I could feel where it had crept up inside the sleeves of my uniform, and the skin on my arms felt like it was on fire. I threw myself into a muddy hole, pushing my arms underwater. But I knew it was already too late. I stumbled to my feet, saturated with the weight of wet mud clinging to me. I couldn't move. I couldn't see.
Now we will continue reading on page 10.
Countries sign up agreements to back each other in case of their attack. Exactly, nodded Uncle Stanley. In this case, Germany, who are on Australia and Hungary's side, told Russia to stay out of it. Russia refused, so Germany declared war on Russia. Then, straight away, Germany set out to invade France, which had been Germany's plan all along, if you'd ask me, said Dad. Exactly, nodded Uncle Stanley again.
That's what I've always said. It's obvious, but to do that, the Germans will have to go through Belgium. And Britain has got a treaty with Belgium. So if Belgium were ever attacked, we would come to defense. So when the Germans invaded Belgium, we had no choice but to declare war on Germany.
Uncle Stanley prodded the headline on the paper with his finger, and that Billy having is how this war started. He gave a smile, pleased at having imparted his knowledge of world politics to me.
Mind, he added, it'll all be over by Christmas. The Germans can't fight a war against poor soldiers like ours. I know that I'm talking about. As you can imagine, as soon as we knew that war had been declared, me and Rob and all the boys in our street all went down to the army recruiting office to join up and fight the Hun, but the sergeants there just laughed and told us all to go away. "Don't you worry," he said. "It'll all be over in a few weeks."
I could even see myself at Buckingham Palace getting my medal for bravery from the king. Instead of fighting bravely, we were being sent home and we'd all still have to go to school tomorrow. Rob was even angrier than I was. "It's not fair," he said. "When there's a war on, they ought to take everyone who wants to go. It makes sense that the more soldiers we got on our side, the bigger our army will be and the quicker we'll win."
"Maybe the Germans will be harder to beat than the sergeant thinks," I suggest. "Maybe it'll go on for longer and they'll want us soon enough." "Maybe," said Rob. "We can but hope." Well, the case didn't go back to Germany in a few weeks. In fact, those few weeks turned into months, and those months turned into years. And now all those people who were so convinced that it would all be over in a few short spaces of time were now moaning and groaning about the country going to be ruined because of the war. My grandfather Pickles, my dad's father, told me it wouldn't be going on this long if old Queen Victoria was still alive. She'd put a stop to it for sure. She'd have a word with her nephew, Kaiser Billy, and tell him to pack up his soldiers and go home. We thought this is a very interesting book. We hope you guys would like to continue reading as well. We give this a 5 out of 5 thumbs up. Thank you for listening to the first chapter, Hit or Miss. Back to our hosts.
Try out the new challenge of the week.
The challenge of the week.
This week is Remembrance Day. This week's challenge is to use a website to research a local veteran.
The website is called the Canadian Virtual War Memorial.
You research any veteran you want. We're doing Gordon Shepherd.
You need to know their first name, their last name, and any other information will help.
You could see any interesting facts about him.
This is a really interesting website. You should try it.
Back to you, hosts.
That's all we have time for this week. If you have liked what you have heard, don't forget to subscribe to our future episodes. And yes, you can also follow us on Instagram and our YouTube channel for updates. If you try a challenge, you can email us at 123thbytes@email.com. You may see your challenge in future episodes. Yeah, wait, the next episode, Duck Bites. Quack out.